Praise Jesus much, children of God. Brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren of the holy angels. Brethren of holy ones moved ahead of us in heaven. Being the Lord Jesus our Master. How is your lives? You can move on, greet your brethren. Tell them I'm waiting for one day. I see you in the great gathering of the angels, in the holy ones of God, Jerusalem of heaven. As the Hebrews 12, 22 and 23 says, that we welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels, and the holy ones of God. Tell them I remind you how we used to fellowship to seek light of the word of God to help us reach in heaven. I remind you of that how we gathered.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Once again we've come
move
on, gather light of the word of God, light of the eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I don't want us to delay on this way, for we had wasted time long. We are going to be moving on to see we ourselves, our spirits. We are spirits. The way we can move on, redeem our living souls, our heavenly body, through getting born again. After they had died through Adam, they disclosed flesh and blood, the earthly body.
We
want to move with that our heading today, under as we see how Spirit of God works in double portion, as the word of God is, which took us above the heavens, beginning to see the beginning of our spirits, and they are gotten from God the word, our Lord Jesus Christ, our living souls, the heavenly body, the middle man, through getting born again. After we had lost him, after we had lost that body of heaven, and God closed the body of death, the earthly body, the outward man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Think when we passed there, we've weakened ourselves.
When
one was just come to the beginning to understand straight where we are. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now our head now says,
it,
we are going to be moving on. It means we've come seeing. We are going to be moving on to see.
And see
we as spirits, that is the inner man, the way we can redeem our living souls, our heavenly body, the middle man, through getting born again, after we had lost that body through Adam, and we got clothed flesh and blood, the earthly body, the outward man. Let me help you have a way you've understood them. We have the inner man, that is the spirit, original speaking within me. We have the middle man called the living soul, or the body from heaven.
We
also have the outward man, the earthly body, the flesh and blood. Praise Jesus much. We as priests, we've come understand ourselves right from above the heavens. We are meant to be clothed the body known as living soul, the heavenly body, that we lost through Adam, and we got this flesh and blood we have now. Resume be clothed that body we pass through getting born again. And you first heard those where we've come from.
tukwatire wamu n'abakajja batuwulire.
Think, let's connect with those who've just come to hear us.
Tuvula basize kulambululanga bulijjo.
That's why I've not gone back to recap as always.
Tutandikidde awo nyene nyene.
Straight began right where we are.
Natugamba.
And we say.
Kwagala tweyongere n'okulaba.
We want to move on to see.
Fenga emyoyo.
We as the spirits.
Muntu w'omunda.
The inner man.
Gituyinza okunulamu ememe za fenamu.
The way we can redeem our living souls.
Obiri ugw'omuguru.
The heavenly body. Which we know as the middle man, through getting born again,
after
losing that body through Adam,
as
he got clothed with flesh and blood, the earthly body, known as the outward man.
Now
let's begin from right there. According to Romans chapter
8,
the verse
23,
the Bible tells us like this. Romans chapter
8,
verse
23. Era nafe tusinda munda yaffe, nga tulindirira okufuka abaana.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nafe.
Even us.
Abasoso kubalibalibere ebyomoyo mutukuvu.
Bas the first fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tusinda munda mufe.
We've grown inside us.
Natwagala okufuka abaana.
If we want to become children.
Kwekununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
The redemption of our bodies.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Yetuze tulabiraga.
That we've come seashores.
Twasoka tufunako omubiri ogwitibwa ememe
na. First got the body called the living soul.
Omubiri ogw'omuguru.
The heavenly body.
Okuyita mu Adam.
Through Adam.
Naye ate era mu Adam mwenyini olw'okwonoona.
Yet through Adam because of sin.
Twafiirwa omubiri ogwo.
We lost that body.
Ogwitibwa ememe na.
It's called the living soul.
Omubiri ogw'omuguru.
The heavenly body.
Tumaliriza nga tuli mbiri n'omusaayi.
We ended being in the flesh and blood,
mbiri gw'okunsi,
the earthly body,
gutayinza sikira bwakabaka bwa
muguru, cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
So nga tuli muguno,
now while in this body,
fenge emyoyo original man,
we as spirits, the original man,
muntu w'omunda,
the inner man,
tuyayana,
we yearning,
okufuka abaana nate,
to become children again.
Ng'ekimu akabona akakasa maaso ga Katonda,
one of the signs proving before God,
ofuso mwana wa Katonda,
become the child of God,
okununulibwa kw'omubiri ogwo ogwali gwafiira mu Adam,
redemption of the body you had lost through Adam,
okuyita mu kuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
Getting born again,
Christ Jesus, Mukama wafe,
the Christ Jesus our Master. Some of those we first heard, according to 1 Corinthians chapter
15,
in the verse 22, all in Adam we had lost that body. Let's read there, we hear. 1 Corinthians
chapter 15,
verse 22.
Kubabo nanga bwe bafiira mu Adam. Era we batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifukira abalamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Fenna mu okuyita mu Adam.
All us through Adam.
Mwe twafiira.
Is where we died.
Naye twafanga ffe
emyoyo. We did die as with the spirits.
Twafiirwa omubiri gwaffe ogw'omuguru.
We lost our heavenly body.
Naye mu Kristo Yesu Mukama wafe.
But in Christ Jesus our Master.
Kuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
Getting born again. In there we become living. Where we are restored our body from heaven. The heavenly body. Which is called the living soul.
Adam
first had in the Genesis. According to Genesis chapter 2. The verse 6 and 7. The body he first got. Before he had sinned. It was called the living soul. The living soul.
Ukakasanga gusobola n'okuvanishinga
n'ebulawo. It could vanish even and disappear.
N'obula n'olabikira mu kifo ekirala.
Appear in another place.
Katusomeyo mu lubereberye.
Let's read there in Genesis.
Esura eyokubiri.
Genesis chapter 2.
Nyoro mukaga nyoro musa.
The verse 6 and 7.
Lubereberye esura yakubiri olinyoro mukaga.
Genesis 2 verse 6.
Nayo olufune lulinya okuva mu nsi. Ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Olunyoro musanvu. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuwa mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusooka mu lubereberye.
Initially in Genesis.
Esula eyokubiri.
The Genesis chapter 2.
Onyola omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu.
The verse 6 and 7.
Lulaga nga Adamu omwoyo.
It shows that as Adam the spirit.
Omuntu w'omunda.
The inner man.
Bwe yabikibwako okusooka omubiri.
When he was initially covered with body.
Omubiri ogwo ne gufuuka omukka omulamu.
Body became a living soul.
Oba ememe namu.
The living soul. praise Jesus much for seeing that body vanished from him and he died.
And
all we who came from Adam, we are spirits. We are there. We
have
been clothed flesh and blood, the earthly body.
Yet,
yearn must be clothed the body from heaven. It's called the living soul. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Only that inherits the kingdom of heaven.
We
began to see how we dwelt above the heavens, where our spirits were gotten from the Lord Jesus. Heavens, we had bodies called the living soul, the heavenly bodies. When they were unclothed from us, they remained there. Our spirits were put in the four living creatures. You see that image that found in the second heaven. That's where we are gotten from. First man begotten from human beings was Adam.
He
was first given a body called the living soul, the heavenly body. But because of sin,
yes,
praise Jesus, of wanting to become God, caused him lose that body.
He
was given flesh and blood, the earthly body. Cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. All us who pass through Adam and Eve, as spirits, we are there. But we lost the heavenly body. It alone, if it's restored you, what can prove you restored? Be a child of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So
you've
brought a heading like this under anointing of double portion of the Spirit of the Lord. How he works as the Word of God is. And we wanted to inform you that we as spirits, the way we pass to redeem our bodies of heaven, known as the living soul, through getting born again, after we had lost it in Adam,
we
got clothed flesh and blood, the earthly body. It cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now it's the reason why,
read most
2 Corinthians chapter 5, the verse 1-4, that we are spirits, if we've clothed this body of this world,
we
move on to groan.
We
want to be clothed, the one from heaven, before we are gotten unclothed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Let's get back to 2 Corinthians in the chapter 5, from verse 1-4.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omunsi eryabizibwa, tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda. Ennyumba etaazimbibwa na mikono, ey'emirembe n'emirembe, ey'omu ggulu. Olunyolookubiri, kubanga tusinda mu eno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Olunyolookusatu, bwe tulyambazibwa, mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere. Olunyolookuna, kubanga ffe abali mu nsiisira eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa, si kubanga twagala okwambula, wabula okwambazibwa, ogwo gufa gulyoke gumirwe obulamu.
Yes, you have been
praise you. Jesus much.
Tifenge emyoyo.
We as spirits,
manyi twayogerako nawe.
You know, we spoke with you.
Tugamba nti emyoyo gyonna,
and we said all spirits,
ejambadde omubiri mu bantu,
closed bodies in human beings,
tebalina ekyo kiyitibwa emmeeme nnamu,
don't have what's called a living soul, the heavenly body. Yet all other creations, besides the fallen angels, who have the dead souls, all other creations have the living soul, the heavenly body. Now we as human beings,
while
its body as the original spirits, we yearn
to
clothe the body from heaven.
Lest
when they come to unclothe us of this flesh and blood, the earthly body, the outward man,
are
found we have no body of heaven, the living soul, the middle man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
the only way we get be saved. From getting born again.
Christ Jesus
our master.
Those
who live before us,
first
believed him as the word of God.
So this
journey has been long.
Explain
as we as spirits how we look like. We gotten from Christ Jesus.
We
differentiated the heavenly body, which is called the living soul, and the earthly body,
known
as flesh and blood. Since the journey, we are spirits. We passed through and we lost the heavenly body. It's called the living soul. Today we groan inside ourselves. We want to become children of God. The redemption of our bodies. Praise Jesus much. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he reached on this world, he told the Apostle Peter,
let the
dead go bury their own dead.
The
problem which happened on this world, we are moving, we seem living. Even our bodies, we are clothing. Yet remember this body, which is called the body of death.
Copy.
It's a copy of the dead soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Not
yet clothed your body from heaven,
called
the living soul.
Friend,
counted among the dead who died long time. As you the spirit,
but
now you head on to the second death, the lake of fire, where they will melt spirits forever. If you want to redeem yourself,
you
have to first fight redemption of your body,
the
body called the living soul, the heavenly body. If you redeem it now,
when unclothed
view of this body of death, you're proven you'll be child of God, for that body called the living soul, the heavenly body, and you have it. Let's read in the Matthew. Matthew 8 from verse 21.
Omuyigirizwa we omulala namugamba nti mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nzike kitange olunyolwabiri mwebiri. Naye Yesu namugamba nti yita nange leka abafuba zika abafuba abwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. One of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, they told him, my Lord, I lost a relative. Let me first go and bury.
Then
I'll come, we move together, preach the gospel. I tell you, there's something you've not known yet. This has not been told you. That don't go for burying. Ecclesiastes will capture you.
Ecclesiastes
say that you be grieving with those who grieve. Here Jesus passed down information. Try to tell him, I tell you, let the dead bury their own dead. That the dead body, the corpse they were taking,
even
these remained carrying it, and all of them were dead.
Yet
they had never realized it, never thought of it.
For
them as spirits, they seem living. They lost their heavenly body. It's called the living soul. And they were given the body of death, the flesh and blood, and the sign proving them they are worthy to fall in the second death, the lake of fire.
In
now they are counted dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now Apostle Peter,
already
gotten to Christ for getting born again, Christ told him, you're no more dead. You are living. Restored your body from heaven. It's called the living soul. Reading the Matthew chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. Let the dead go bury their own dead. May be surprised you say, my God. It means the dead body. And those carrying it, they are all dead. Yes, my friend. Spirits are one which are counted like they have life. First, they lost their body of heaven, which is called the living soul. And the second, they got clothed the body of death, the flesh, blood which we are in now.
In
the sign, redeem your spirit from that death as you, the original man, the inner man original,
you
must get born again. And you'll be restored. The heavenly body from the living soul.
It's
not been restored yet. You
were
counted among the dead. First, you as the spirit you sin. The wage of sin is death. God did kill instant as a spirit. Discovered spirits never die like that.
What did
first kill your heavenly body from you, which is called the living soul.
Gave
a sign to prove that I've killed it. The body I've given you is of death.
And
clothe it, you're not clothed in the living body. You are dead. Even the lake of fire waits for you. It's the second death. I want to tell you this. Many people hear the word Pazaribo Murudi Ogwokubiri. Others say getting saved. Maybe getting saved is a name.
Get
it's a broad word I can't handle to explain.
Get
or to save you. Save you from sin, first of all. Save you from the wage of death. The sin is death. But the first sin from sin, even its results, saving you from sin, wanting to become God, that we committed in the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From the first death,
we
have lost our heavenly body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Restore you heavenly body.
Not
restored you and they unclothe you now.
Have a store
they first put you within hell. With the body of death, known as the dead soul. And then you are waiting the second death, the lake of fire, where melt your spirit forever. Now you get saved from sin, and you get saved from the first death, where you lost your heavenly body, get saved from hell,
and
get saved from the lake of fire. Like four things. Now it's poverty. Yes, they took it from poverty. In sickness and the
others.
All were brought because of sin. Sicknesses were brought by death. Now we saw salvation in another way. When we sang songs that God, you saved me. And behind the videos we display cars. Houses, the ones displayed.
And
cars drive you from village heading you to the city. And you say, God, you saved me. You saved me, delivered me, thank you. And you are praying. And you show how they get you from the village. And
not
salvation.
God
be played much upon.
And
that get born again. Did see its worth.
And
you see like a playing game drama. That's why, because of that substandard.
Standard preaching
about getting born again. Because it's so Lord. People see salvation.
It's
safe to look for money. And to get married.
Perhaps
safe from demons strangling you. They don't see any worth beyond that. According to our preaching in this age, it never values salvation. It values getting born again. It's like to get you immersed in water.
It's
not just going to be immersed in water.
It's
immersed in water.
What
saves you many problems heading on you. If you see it as a joke, you got immersed in water. Some of you dark pools, because
in fact
it's a playful thing.
You
see a pool baptized within it, that you get born again. You
spread
and they are playing on salvation. If someone brings a bowel, like religious people, you know them.
No,
they say they're religious people.
Me too,
I'm not sure of that.
Except
when they are religion of Satan. But the religion of God,
it
does things of what God wants. Someone brings a bowel, small. It's put little drops of water. It
does
you to get born. They know nothing. They don't even know the meaning. You say,
yeah,
I saw mature old men. And you remember a proverb which says, there are people who grow heads big like some of those fish. You say perhaps it's in the people.
You
think to play within them. They don't know the value in the word getting saved. They don't know the value in the word to get born again. They think, now what did you think of it before? You speak with your brethren and neighboring. Tell them how you were considering that word.
When we heard
Nicodemus is going to the Lord Jesus, Jesus told him, I tell you,
you
don't get born again. You are not going to see, neither to enter the kingdom of God. Get briefly to John, the John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. John chapter 3 from verse 3.
Yesu naddamu n'amugamba nti, dala dala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri, tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Olunyolokuna, Nikodemo n'amugamba nti, omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogwokubiri n'azaalibwa? Olwokutaano, Yesu n'addamu nti, dala dala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo, tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okusinziira ku Yokaana essuula ey'okusatu.
According to John chapter 3, and the verse 4,
Mukama waffe Yesu n'addamu Nikodemus n'amugamba,
answer told Nicodemus,
omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri,
one is not born again,
toyinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
You cannot see the kingdom of God.
Nicodemus
asked him in the verse
5.
In the verse 4. He said, how can one get born again
and they are
old like me? They go back in their mother's womb
and
they get bathed. Remember him as a spirit doesn't know where he came from.
What
they speak of being born, he doesn't know of it. And the Lord Jesus told him, let me tell you the thing which is hard.
If
you don't get born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You know why? The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Because human beings are clothed flesh and blood, and they are spirits. Time they are counted never to be able to enter heaven, and they reside there. Flesh and blood they have cannot go in heaven. While on this world they were given time, they redeemed their body of heaven by yearning for it, through getting born again after the salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati Yokaana bakodi sechwa 15:5.
First Corinthians 15:50.
Ngayogera ngagamba bwati.
Speaks as it says this.
Abakorinto ekisoka esula ya 15 olinyolo 5.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 15.
Naye kino kyenjogera abooluganda. ng'omubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Bakolisa 15:5 agamba. Kino kyembategeeza ab'oluganda.
This is what I tell you, brethren.
Nga omubiri n'omusaayi.
Flesh and blood.
Tebisikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Not inherit the kingdom of God.
Ekyo kikwatagana bulungi ne Yokaana.
Concerns well with John.
Isule eyokusaba.
John chapter 3. The verse 5.
Mukama face we agamba Nicodemus.
Jesus told Nicodemus.
Bwemuna zali wa mulundi gwa kubiri.
Don't get born again.
Temusobola kuyingira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Not inherit the kingdom of God.
Kubanga muri mubiri n'omusaayi.
You are in flesh and blood.
Mwenge myoyo.
You are spirits.
Temuina kusingani mwanga mwamba de mubiri n'omusaayi chokka.
Don't clothing only flesh and blood.
Omubiri guno gwo
this body of this world.
Mwino kuzali mundu ogwo kubiri.
Get born again.
Mwambazibwa mubiri okuva muguru.
Clothe the body from heaven.
Ogwitibwe meme nam.
Called the living soul.
Urono mulioke muyingire mwakabaka bwakatonda.
Enter the kingdom of God.
Mwakabaka bwo muguru.
The kingdom of heaven.
Wezita becho.
If it's not that.
Uri muburokoroza nya.
You are in salvation playing.
Abaganda ye mutume naye vao.
Apostle Levers.
Ibanga limaze mulokoroza
nya. Time spent in salvation
of playing. Kan kubiri olaba.
Let me tell you see.
Okusoma emyaka abiri kusomero.
To go to school study 20 years.
Muchikirasi
in the same class.
Echina makuru.
It is having no meaning.
Boba ingira mburoko
si. If you enter salvation.
Nga ucha mboza myaka obara
myaka. And you are counting years you've spent there.
Ninga tuna funa boka kafundo oli mwana mwaka tuna ne muguru ogenda.
You are a child of God.
Emyaka jote ina makuru.
Your years are meaningless.
Gwe mwana ali kusomero miaka abiri osoma class
at school studying in the same class
20
years you say you claim I've been in school for long
abasoma bayita bafuruma
study pass and they go on out
gori muri
graduate you claim you studied many years
uruza makuru ki
you think what meaning
bobanga olimbo nebo bo mazee miaka abiri mburoko zi
20 years in salvation of 30
ngatona funa mbili gwa mungu
tona
fuka mwana
not yet become a child of God
ulina murugendo bugenzo rufuka
even on the journey to becoming
usagira mburoko
zi you are joking in salvation
omenye mwagaro kuba kwato bulonji
bala to handle you gently
neenjiri ye kwatambula
the gospel
kubasira bayogwe tuga
wali ngwe tuzi not seen anyone strangled at this moment
Echo kya mazima.
That is truthful.
Gambia ne bona asoma.
I tell you though you will study 20 years. You are in the same class.
Bozanga bosomye
miaka. You claim how you've studied many years.
Abasomye miaka mitono bayitale bagende
wa. 2 years they pass promoted onwards.
Uliaje kujambulo kuzikatono ye
fundi ndiligwa mukuru. Immediately get the board of heaven.
Are serious? Yamari dira
they are determined.
Adeo neka.
And they get back home.
Musaji ajja kuogerera ku musala
ba speak on the cross
agambe yes
he say Jesus
botukanga
you reach in your kingdom you remember me
namunga sikutuka na
mtu not even remember reaching I will find you there
he's
on the cross
wali aba tume bali yao
the apostles right there
batambula ne Yesu
na kunyenye moving with Jesus many days
government aba tume bali
ba apostles were
nemuli mwa batuma abalala abayigirizwa abalala
disciples
babira na Yesu batwa manyi makuru ga kubira na
Yesu did not the meaning of being with him
nemusajja na mutegera makuru ku musalaba
we realized him on the cross
namugamba kama
he told my lord
ekisajja eki ekikugamba gagamba musoka wero kole
sharp words for save yourself
munafu tuloko
that you save us
nze manyi fetu gwani debone dezo bino
a word of this punishment
tuli ba bit wanyaga
we are thieves we robbed
ne gwe tulina musa
but you have no case
wala bojuki botuka mbwaka bakabu
reach in your kingdom
unzi juki
you remember me
kino chewo nyesa
it is amazing
amusaji anzikiriza tulina yoku musa
man believes me we are together with him on the cross
manyi chizibu mokukiriza yesu ngabuli mubizibu
you to believe Jesus when you are in problems
erola banga atali wona yono yali amulaba
as if he's not there but the man saw him there
Namuga tusi
kanebu akabaka meet in the kingdom.
Yakusanga
mulisu find you in the paradise.
Kati chenkula buddeko.
What have warned you of?
Ndi abantu banji tebamanya makuru ga kuzalwa mundi
gwa. People never knew meaning of getting born again.
Inaba baulira Yesu myokane sule iyo iyo kusana.
In the John chapter 3.
Nuru okunanga agamba Nicodemus.
First post speaking to Nicodemus.
Omuntu bwataza mundi gwa kubi.
Is not get born again.
Asobola kulabu akabaka bwa Katonda. Okusoko osoka lemerirwa kubula.
First fail to see it.
Ngoraba motokazo yitobwa akabaka bwa Katonda.
You call it the kingdom of God.
Amayumba gopa gozibye.
Houses you have built.
Okugende bwe ru.
Traveling abroad.
You think
that's the kingdom of God for you.
Ngabukule myo kulaba.
You fail to see it. The other told him, even entering you cannot. If you
fail
to see the kingdom, how can you enter it? This is why he told him that word.
It's in
1 Corinthians 15.
That
flesh and blood not inherit the kingdom of God.
Means
must be clothed the body from heaven.
Proven
the child of God,
when
the Father is in heaven, then we join him in heaven.
You
have no heavenly body.
Speak
to God as your Father, you're joking over that.
But
you will not join on him anytime.
You
go to hell in a joking way.
So
I don't want you to joke with salvation.
Was
the apostle.
See,
you fail us salvation. I'm not failing you. You eat paper, it will begin to affect you. Tell me paper is sweet. It's never there. Hot paper. I tell it is sweet. Is it like that? Now paper is not sweet. It's bitter.
That's
what I tell you. These things will play with them.
People in hell, you
claim you've been long many years in salvation.
Yet, God
proven to be a child of God.
You are in many years
in school, studying in the same class. Your colleagues are being promoted. They give you repeats and you say, me, I am a learner. I became the one of this place. You know there are thieves who are used to being in prison. You want to set them free.
See,
what am I going to eat outside? When they set them free, they steal again, they take them back to prison.
You
find them, it's like their home.
Some
people will preach them what setting them free.
Say,
why do you set us free? Leave us in captivity, we get destroyed. I want to tell you like this. We are spirits, the inner man. We are still yearning. Some of us have already gotten. Others are still yearning. Clothe the body from heaven. The living soul. It's the middle man. Clothe him while on this world.
Less
than clothe of the outward man. The flesh and blood. The earthly body.
They
find you a naked spirit. If they find you like that, my God, they pity you. You know, they clothe your dead soul, the body of hell,
but
to see next after this heading. You are like bones packed in the sack. You are like a dried stick which dried and bent itself. And they take you in two torments in hell.
And
why do you joke with this salvation?
Don't
just think the cars, houses, and the money.
Don't
seek this kingdom of God,
its
righteousness, and the rest I'll add them to you.
If you,
except you drive cars, you have houses, you travel abroad, plenty money, you even give
out,
it's good. But it's no salvation. That's not what brought Jesus on the world. What about sorcerers who have money? They have houses where they saved.
Let's
speak truthful things. Wizards have cars. They have houses. They have money, they can't even count it. Some houses, they don't remember them. They got saved for that. If you get those, thank God who has added them to you.
You
ask him, Lord, the greatest treasure, did you give it to me? I inherited the kingdom. I have a body from you that proves me a child. If he shows you don't have it, go cry tears for that.
Say, I am finished. Have mercy on me. But if I leave the, I eat this one,
and
my spirit is getting lost.
What
does he profit in the world? Yet you fulfill your soul. You can remain eating the world. You buy glass, houses, my God. And you have big cars. These days they have limousine cars. There are even other cars. It's like a big elephant. How do you call those cars?
Hammer.
Others are big horns. A big horn of Satan. When you see you eat your humbles, yet your spirit is getting lost. And sometimes, beauty of the rich, you find them on the doors of hell, yet on the world they eat very well. And their spirits are entering, the bodies are eating on the world.
I
don't say riches are not good.
If focus
to them as salvation, you're finished.
That's
why cars, me, I call them just iron. White, just paint them. And you think you've gotten salvation. God's given us all that. And let me tell you, if you don't get born again, not enter the kingdom. The kingdom
of
heaven is
like
flesh and blood you are in. It never enters heaven.
That's
why they chased us from the garden. Okay, now you see,
store
what profit is the entire world if you forfeit your soul.
You
can be eating, drinking.
The
spirit is heading on the path to hell. That's why one day he says, 1 John chapter 2, the one who desires the world
become
an enemy of God. He sees that he's lost you for that.
Beat
them even while on the world. Already I've made a loss in this child. They are an illegitimate child. You become an enemy. You no more relate with him. Forgot the separate the worthful from the worthless things. Meaning of salvation and getting born again. Forget this is the worthful. False prophets. This world many false apostles, false pastors, false religions, sorcery, false salvation. Someone doesn't show how you reach heaven. And they try to attach themselves to God. No, you are in a world of for God's in heaven, we are on the world. Can't you ask how we got heaven where he is? He did send you. But even the Spirit did give us the Spirit of the world. But the Spirit from heaven moved right in us, our Father in heaven. We too are coming, we get back. Now see, religions are ambassadors of God in heaven. They don't even know there. They don't know if you go there, how do you go there? Those who are there are in which body? That they are his ambassadors. When we reach salvation, salvation is not their scam. Satan has been fighting it, falling, rising up. Ambassadors have gotten mad in their heads. They no more remember their home in heaven where their father is. Find a born again of 60 years. They don't know how heaven looks like.
How
long they are working to go there. You find if you ask them, you go to heaven, you go there with which body? Now you. You, until people with wise thinking, they can tell you.
You
just come see the Bible. What are you asking me? I'm going to heaven like this. My spirit will go there. And it is naked. Don't ask me, go away.
Let
you read Bible. But themselves will tell you they don't read. You know why zeking and arrogancy? They speak tongues immediately. And they begin to speak tongues unknown. Don't even take me from the spirit, leave me. You ask them serious things. They have worked vision for 60 years. They go to heaven, as they say. They don't know how they got there. They don't know how it looks like. They don't know body living there. They have even were zicking and big headed. They have nothing like
contact
of heaven. They wish themselves thinking heaven too is like that. Find them, their seat is theirs.
Yet,
Jerusalem, heaven, you don't have yours all there for us all. Don't
tell me
the things seem a joke. Satan through there he passed to pervert children of God.
A
place for meaning of salvation and getting born again. Didn't first differentiate between me as the spirit, the inner man.
When
they speak of lift soul, there are those who condemn us that the soul is the brains and the human heart. Goes to put us there.
He
told us even the outward man. That is the body. Now the brain and the body, how are they different? Even the heart, I thought that's the body.
And
then the living soul, they didn't know it's a heavenly body. Whom can I rebuke and I choose? We are choose Satan.
This
is in the counsel of God's words. They all should be accused for that.
May
I fear to be sent and I don't know what I'm going to speak.
God
sat me 7 years, journey of heaven. God
have
not understood even these ones. If they ask me those things, salvation, when they called you said to become a pastor, it's on us. Becoming a pastor, shepherd children of God, led them back to heaven. Even yet walls moving, failing, wanting to fail them to reach.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, our Lord Jesus, in the John chapter 3, the verse 5, tells Codemus, I tell you what is,
one
never born again of spirit and water,
will
enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God.
It means 1
Corinthians 15 verse 15, that flesh and blood that you are in now does not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Reason
told him to be both spirit and water.
When
given the body called living soul, there was no blood involved.
But
there was water and spirit of God.
In the
Genesis chapter 2, the verse 6 and 7,
the
birth of our heavenly bodies initially did not involve flesh and blood. The mist rose up, water filled the entire world, and God formed man.
That's
the world we started of gold. The breath of life. You know the spirit brings life. God birthed spirit and water.
He
became a living soul. The living soul. The heavenly body. What's in Genesis? First read John
3,
the verse 5 you hear very well. Connect where he got them from. John chapter 3, the verse 5.
Yesu naddamu nti, daladala nkugamba nti, omuntu watazali wa mazzi na moyo. Tayinza kuingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Na mugamba daladala.
Indeed.
Omanyi omuntu bwakukuti.
Someone emphasizes.
Daladala.
Indeed.
ndayira.
I vow.
Muga Katonda.
I swear. You know someone swearing to cut off my head over that? I tell you, if you don't get born again of spirit and water, you will not enter the kingdom. Already you are in blood, in sure flesh and blood.
And so well, Adam,
initially in Adam, when
we give a
body called living soul, the heavenly body, water was first to flow.
The
spirit of life was breathed in him.
The
body made him became a living soul.
Let's
connect with Genesis. Genesis 2,
6
and
7.
Anointing to flow to teach us
of double
portion in the spirit of the Lord. Genesis 2, verse
6. Nerutonya amazi kunsi yonna. Olunyolo omusanvu, Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuwa mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebintu byaliwo ebiti mu lubereberye.
Things were this in the beginning.
Mukama wafu Yesu wagenda okwogera mu Yokaani sura
y'okusatu. Jesus speak in the John chapter 3.
Onyolokutanaga nti ddala nkugamba nti
verily I say unto you,
omuntu bw'atazaliwa mwoyo n'amazzi,
not birth of spirit and water,
tasobola kuyingira bwakabaka bwa
Katonda.
Kubanga mukusoka mulubirebere bwe kyali.
In Genesis it was like that. Genesis 2 verse
6 and 7.
Mist rose up on the entire world. Water rained on the entire ground. It flowed.
And
streams began to flow.
Katonda nakwata enfufu ya zaabu.
Dust of gold.
Yogirwako mu Yobu 28.
Job 28.
Nolo
verse 6 and 7.
Nabumbiramu omuntu omubiri.
Formed body for man.
Nagufuwamu omukka.
He breathed the breath in him. The breath of life. Man became a living soul.
Nejukira gotuita omukko
ogwobulamu. Remember what we call the living breath of life.
Bible
speaks of it, John
6:63.
The words I say, their spirit and their life.
So,
now in that time, there appeared streams of living waters. Appeared the Holy Spirit. Called his breast in the breath of life in his nose. Man became a living soul. The breath he breathed in him,
it was starting
his body to begin acting
work.
Was breathing in him the breath of life. Spoken most John
6:63.
Said the flesh profits nothing.
The
spirit is what brings life. The words I say to you, they are spirit, they are life.
Kati ekigambo ekyo ekyayogerwa okusooka.
What spoken initially?
That
you must get born again. The spirit and water. Here, as we get to get baptized, we must go in streams which are flowing. Bring the sign of the Holy Spirit.
We
speak in John chapter 7.
Verse
37 to 39, that if you believe, inside
you
will flow streams of living waters.
He
spoke that meaning the Spirit who was to be given us. The
sign
of the Holy Spirit appears most in streams flowing. If
they
baptized you in a pool, you are on something wrong. And you of the bowel.
Now we
baptized in rivers flowing, not knowing the meaning. And you thought it's the norm of the Bible. the norms of God. These are not norms, my brethren. You moved something worthful, you played on it. Yet I don't choose you most.
Have
those who helped you play on the meaning.
Even
the others, those who helped
them,
who led Satan immediately initially to pervert
you.
As God has called us a nation, He's promised the call to all nations.
They're
waiting us to take this light. And that's why you see
the double
portion of the Holy Spirit in fullness.
Now,
we're going to teaching and to instruct. Now we see the portion of Spirit of the Lord.
And
above the heaven as it shows us things.
It's
lighting scriptures all the
light.
It's brought out the meaning.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now that what? If you don't get born again of Spirit and water,
there's
no entering the kingdom of heaven. It's kingdom of God. Praise Jesus.
We knew
we possessed flesh and blood, the earthly body, which doesn't inherit heaven. You get in the body called living soul, the heavenly body. Go back in steps Adam passed through initially. Others say apostle. Now
to be baptized in
flowing rivers. Came just 2019 years back. Those who were there before like Abel. How did they do it? Them
two
got born again. They got birthed of directly by the Spirit.
For
they believed the word. And the word is the Christ. Others passed the sign of circumcision right from the year of Abraham.
That
meant to unclothe this body.
Clothed
the one from heaven. Muslims just circumcised. One of the norms of God. Those, I'll handle them briefly. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord who teaches us to profit. And indeed we get in the full knowledge.
Same
Ephesians
3:18.
I'm having a question. Request the Holy Spirit enlighten us. There are three people in the Bible. And we begin with Enoch.
Genesis 5:24. Enoch walked with God. And he was not because the Lord took him. We don't
know, went with this, what, which body was it translated? The second man is Elijah in
Kings.
It was taken in heaven. We don't know whether he was transfigured in the space. The third is Moses. God kills, buried himself. The Bible says in the verse 6, no one saw of his dead body. How was that issue? Praise the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Enoka.
Enoch, he was transfigured.
Elijah
was transfigured. Moses, let me come. But, according to Hebrews, let me answer that question. Hebrews 11. These were transfigured. They
did
go with flesh and blood to heaven. God taking them out. He unclothed them the body which died. He gave them a body from heaven. And they appeared in that from heaven. Lift you from this world when you don't have it. But as they lift you off, transfigured.
They
looked for the dead body of Elijah, never saw it. Of Moses, Satan contended with it with angel Michael. They fought for it. Satan wanted to
clothe it.
One of his
followers.
And he appears as Moses to lie to the world.
But
concerning Enoch and Elijah, they are like this. Hebrews chapter 11.
Or
olw'okukkiriza enoka yatwalibwa obutalaba kufa n'atalabika kubanga katonda yamutwala olw'okukkiriza enoka yatwalibwa obutalaba kufa n'atalabika kubanga katonda yamutwala kubanga bwe yali nga tannatwalibwa yategeezebwa okusiimibwa katonda
olw'okukkiriza
enoka yakyusibwa
that he should not see death
nti aleme kulaba kufa
and he was not found
era teyazuulibwa
because God had translated
kubanga mukama yali amukyusiza
for before his translation
kubanga tandakyusibwa
he had this testimony
yalina obujulizi buno
that he pleased God
nti yasanyusa mukama
nga tebana mukyusa basoko kukakasa
still have to prove you
olina omubiri gw'omuguwakkiriza katonda wakkiriza ekigambo
kyeyesu
bagenda
omumukyusaokutuukiriza
abakolisi ekisa 15:5 paka 5:53 nti mu kujja kwesu fena tetulifa naye
tulikyusibwa
guli omulamu gumire ogufa
gubulewo
ekyo kyabaawo ku enoka
it happened on enoch
kyabaawo ku nabbi
elijah it happened on prophet elijah
ne banoonya omulambo gwe nga tebagulaba
the body never saw it
wabula ebya nabbi musa
but concerning prophet moses
omubiri gwe gundi nakani sitaani yagukayanira ne michael
satan contended his body with angel michael
naye yagwambula
but he unclothed it
omwoyo gwe ne guyingira eggulu
his spirit entered heaven
naguwereddwa omubiri gw'omuggulu
even a body of heaven
kubanga mu matayo 17
in Matthew 17
unyolisooka pakulu okutaano
the verse 1 to 5
mukama waffe yesu bwe yakyusibwa
when Jesus was transfigured
eggulu ne lyeggula
heavens opened
n'alaba musa ne eriya
so Moses and Elijah
nga balina omubiri gwe balimu ne boogerako naye
body there with and they spoke with him
ne baddayo muggulu ne lyeggalawo
back to heaven it clothed
abatume ne bamugaa tukuulidde ngo olina abantu b'oyogera
nao had you speak with some people
kati munaye musa ali mu yerusalemu
Jerusalem of heaven.
You pass the blue heaven, you see it. obuuzanga mukama obanga oyambaziddwa
ogw'omuggulukakasibwa
okuba omwana we
ebyo
bye tugenda
ewasabaasabankubuulira
ebintu byokusaba katonda si kubinofuuka
ow'okusitwiti beggar
buli kiseera
otegeerako
ddi
when will you ever understand
kwegamubeera ku street
yakiseera mumuliomanyi
obwa ku
street
nabwotebukutt katonda ne bwabuyamba
n'abuwaomanyi
mulimu abaana tebali mu
kanisa
bakulira ku street yekanisa naye oyinza olowooza ba
mukanisa
n'abasumba baabwe bakustritbayaye basabiriza tebaagala kumanya katonda buli kiseera abeera
mukumusabiri
ate bwebasaba katonda
n'azibawa
nga bapasita bazibajja ng'abaana bakuswiti bennyini
webali
kubanga abaana bakuswiti abo bemulaba babeerako n'abo bateekawo
old people who put them on the streets now they are begging when money comes the older one take it after you get some money and they make a conference of thanksgiving
They are
corn men, you don't play on them.
As you see people
on the streets, the corn men,
they
can enter in the shop and you may think he knows the building. He tells you, know what? Write whatever you want. I go rich for you in the shop. You know that shop is ours. I shop you things cheaply. Bring even money. Pastors who tell you, write your prayer requests, put an offering in envelope, and they go for you to before God. Yet, in the building, they pass through. They don't relate with those in the shop. Even they know nothing about God. Most pastors are of the streets.
On the street
of church, we are raised on them and they have even their children. They are always begging on the streets of church. Even they don't know church.
You ask
him, Pastor, where is the church?
I'm Sunday sent.
Raise money.
We are
going to build the church of God. Powerful church. It's of high and it's of tiles.
Yes.
Jesus comes back for what? Church that's Port Noriko. He comes for the buildings.
You don't know.
Domani.
You don't ask the anointing on me. I was anointed. And never touched the anointed one.
Because you don't see them. Even what he tells you, he knows nothing of heaven.
That once
they warn you, you may think they know heaven. And he comes. Holy Spirit. He's coming down. His finger is there. God told us to repent. He did even see God.
Now
of your forefathers are
they
know nothing. He can even shed tears. You know,
a
deals. Those we meet on the roads. From the hospital. You have said
that.
I'm bad
love.
You keep move churches like that. Old men grew on streets of church.
They
know nothing even of God. They know nothing. Let me leave that. I told you, we shall teach of the corn men of the church. The corn men of the church. But in all, the question they have asked is like that. They were translated. Prophet Moses unclothed his body.
He was
found with the heavenly body. Why in the Matthew 17, the verse 1-5, Jesus, when he came after us, time had passed.
From
Prophet Moses to the birth of Christ on earth. Heavens opened, Moses appeared when he's in heaven.
So now he took
Elijah, and Elijah was taken when he did die. You know that even pastors, may God have mercy on them.
Because
they don't know whether you enter heaven, whether you straight into heaven or you first go to the ground. They are not sure of what.
And they know what
God will come raise us up.
Not through
baptism we raise up. Here we've risen up.
We are given
heavenly body and we've risen up already. Jesus the Lord explained in the John chapter 3, the verse 6 unto 10. And he says, what's birth of spirit? It is spirit. What's birth of the flesh is flesh. Let's read there we hear.
Yokana esura yokusatu olinyolo mukaga.
John chapter 3 and verse 6.
Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo. Olunyolo omusanvu, teweewuunya kubanga nkugambye nti kibagwanira okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri. Olunyolo omunaana, empewo ekuntira gy'eyagala, n'owulira okuwuuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva newankubadde gy'egenda. Bwatyo bw'abeera buli muntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo.
Owulidde ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiweebwa omubiri nga gwa
mwoyo
era kisobola okubula
waawo.
Ensonga ki bagamba nti Adamu yasooka yafuuka emmeeme
nnamu
omukka omulamu nga ne bw'oggalawo
ayingira.
Nga bw'olaba empewo
n'ekubawo
abeera
bwatyoaweebwa
omubiri oguli ogw'omuwendo omungi. Kyola Bayibuli yegamba Wakolosi ekisooka
15:45
Adamu yafuuka emmeeme namu omukka omulamu.
Katisomeyo tuwulire
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 15 olunyo lwana mu etaano.
15:45
Era bwe kityo kyawandiikibwa nti omuntu ow'olubereberye Adamu yafuuka mukka mulamu. Adamu ow'oluvannyuma yafuuka omwoyo oguleeta obulamu.
Kaakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Baganda ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo.
Born of spirit is spirit.
N'omubiri kiba mubiri.
Even the body is flesh is flesh.
Ndimukuzaalibwa kuno omwoyo.
Being birthed of spirit.
Omubiri okuweebwa guba gwa
mwoyo. The body given you is a spiritual body. Guba
gwa muguru.
So
guba gusobola ofuuka omukka ne
gusaanuka. It can become wind
ne gusaanuka.
And melts away.
Omanyi malayika bw'aba
ayingirewo. When an angel is entering your house.
Yeetaaga muggulira.
It doesn't need to open for him.
Nyinza n'omusaya ng'akajjadde mu nnyumba yaatu.
He's already in your house seated.
N'omunga wayiseeko.
You say, where did you pass to enter here?
Kineetaagisa okubaawo.
Does it need me have where to pass?
That
body is of high value. That called a living soul. It can melt away and vanish. And appears elsewhere. That body. God doesn't allow us to swallow this physical one now. For you may use it wrongly then.
And
you enter in people's banks. In the shops,
money,
you pass the seat, you go gathering. And they ask, the one who steals us does break our padlocks. Where do they pass? Yet the other body melts, passes the ventilator. Or in the very small hall. Or you pass through the wall. That's the body we speak of. Given us as spirits gotten from above the heavens. Then we get back like that. That's all creation have that body. Now, this birth we speak to people. The second birth. The first happened we be given the body of heaven. We've said like this. Speak being birth, be given a body. The first birth as we given a heavenly body happened in Genesis chapter 2, the verse 6-7.
So
we lost the heavenly body. They clothed us with flesh and blood.
This is
no more be called getting birthed. They don't call it being birthed. It's to be clothed with this body, then you appear.
Now,
when they come on the world, they tell you be born again. And you ask, the first birth happened where? And it took spirit and water. That it was in the garden. These
Over
above heavens was to birth our spirits to manifest. God clothed the body we had in above the heavens.
But
because the sin which was for us, they created the heaven and the earth which are today. Packed us in four living creatures. Now our spirits are gotten from there.
Adam,
we meant to be clothed the body from heaven. Because all sinned in Adam, they took away the body from heaven. And they clothed us flesh and blood. Today we grow yearning to become children of God. Restored the heavenly body. Now there are people like the Muslims. God doesn't give birth.
This
is of man and woman. Born again that failed to explain them.
Sports
created us a generation of real born again.
What
has happened in the apostles, we shall be able to explain. According to John chapter 1,
it's
verses 12, lanes of our second birth as it initially happened. John chapter 1 and the verse 12.
Naebo na abamu kiliza. Yabawo buyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda be bakkiriza erinnya lye. Olw'ekumi n'essatu abataazaalibwa musaayi newankubadde okwagala kw'omubiri newankubadde okwagala kw'omuntu naye abaazaalibwa Katonda.
Owulidde ekigambo kino bwe
kiri
okusinira ku Yokaana essuula
esooka John chapter 1 the verse 12
nti bonna abakkiriza erinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
the name of the Lord Jesus,
they've
right become children of God.
In
the verse 13 he said, we are not birth of flesh and blood, neither the desire of the body.
Feels
the one who gives birth. We are birthed by God. Those are
the
words he speaks of.
As first
formed the body of Adam,
put
him is the one who has put him there. Not past the womb of anyone.
He
not past the womb of any person. God puts children like that. We are spirits from above the heavens.
We
have been gotten from God the Word. We are called children of God. And
we
got children of God.
A
journey of resuming be children of God.
Bones
of our spirits be restored body of heaven.
It's
not in plan a new human being is birthed to you.
When
you two called fathers and mothers, you are shadow parents. For you two, you are children when you will become.
The
Bible speaks of them. You two, you say we are his offsprings. As people of your offsprings, we are offsprings of God. But not all who speak that they are that. Because they were first initially that. But for refusing to get born again,
you
restore the body from heaven. Not yet become children.
They are called
God's people in the Bible.
They are supposed to
become children of Satan. And they are sorcerers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that journey of getting born again, the Lord Jesus showed us, if you get the body from heaven, you can reach a time and this one you can swallow it and it vanishes. It disappears within the other. And you move around. You reach where you want. You bring back the other body. That which dies until time of leaving this world.
And
Jesus, after he rose up, when the apostles had gathered, entered in their midst,
in
the building, clothed themselves in it.
He
entered.
Can
they say, my God, this is a demon in us. Where has he passed?
So I'm
not a demon, you check my body. Told them what's birth of spirit.
It's like wind.
You cannot shut it outside.
olw'omubiri guli ogwo ogufuuke ogw'emmeeme ennamu oguva mu ggulu
the living soul coming from heaven
singa katonda ako akujjuza omwoyo bulungi
God fills you with spirit well
oba osobola okonekitinga n'ogubuzaawo
connect to make this one vanish
n'olabisa guli ogubula
you manifest the other body
otandika otambulira mu bbanga
begin to move in space like that move
nosaanuuka
you melt
n'olabisibwa wali
you vanish to another location
n'oddamu n'olabika
get back to appear
singa twategeera ebyomwenda ebyobulokozi
understood what's put things of salvation
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
karisomeko mu Luka 23 munyatulabe
read in Luke 24 we see
Luka esura ya 24 Luka esura ya 24 olinyolyo 13
Luke 24 verse 13
katubuke mu olwobudde katusome olwasatu mu musanvu
Luka esura ya 24 onyolyo asatu mu musanvu
Luke 24 verse 37
bida dakulwasatu mu kago tegiro bulungi
Luka esula ya 24 onyola 3 mu mukaga
Luke 24 verse 36
Awo balinga bachi ayogere ebiyo yeye nyine nayimirira wakati wabwe nabagamba nti mirembe jibe mumwe Olwasa 3 mu musanvu naye nebekanga nebatya nebalowoza nti balaba muzimu
Omanyo kubanga muri mukizimbe mukunga
Not in the building you've gathered
you
have shut themselves in
Nasanu kamasi katika
melted in the midst He appeared. They wondered. What are we seeing?
It's
a ghost.
Peter, soka
Peter. You. John, strengthen me.
Matthew.
You hold tight myself. What is this we see? Someone has not passed you there. And you see them abruptly in your midst. If dawns one day.
You don't
see me come on the pulpits.
And
you see me melt.
You
see crystals melt in a way. And I form up myself. You can run from here. In every door.
See
what has happened.
Whatever
has been speaking, you saw it before. All along they are not of humans. What is this?
There
are human beings which become that and they use powers of darkness. And they cannot live long in it. And they don't even eat. They eat blood, drink blood. They eat human private parts and the rest. One who proves it's a problem. When you appear, you say, when you bring fish, if you've got powers from the ocean, you can't eat fish. Let's bring bread and meats.
You begin,
I am in a fast. What?
All
the power you have, you turn into that, you disappear. Another, and this will have heavenly body. You remain, you can eat.
That's
an angel come home and they eat
in
all the food you're eating.
It's
not changed much in the flesh and blood.
When
you get born again, other body remain can eat. These doubted, perhaps this is the ghost. He told them like this.
Luka esura ya 24 olunyiriro lwa 23:8
Luke 24 verse 38
Nabagamba nti kibera likiriza ki nokubusabusa kugira ki mu mitima jamwe olwa 23 mulabenga lozange nebigere byange nganze nzuno mwene munkwate ko mulabe kubanga muzimu tegulina nyama na magumba
Nabagamba ne siri muzimu
say I'm not a ghost
kati ekirungi mukama afa Yesu
good thing our Lord Jesus
yagenda eri muntana nano nayo omubiri guno ogwo kunsi
in the tombs he picked out his body of the world
omanyi Yesu mukama afa Yesu yalinga
Jesus had unclothed his body. Bible
says in
1 Peter 3:18-21. In spirit he went in hell.
Three days he was there.
With torments and sufferings of ours there. On the third day he passes within a tomb that
had
comes back with the heavenly body that got in baptism. Have you understood? He passed in the storm, picked out the body they crucified him in, put it on. He entered.
When he pulled
the men on the road to Emmaus,
24:13.
And down. Not realizing for the body manifested. It's not that they knew before. When he appeared to apostles, he brought back the you see the nails, holes. Nailed me even my feet. Even the ribsides. He had two bodies. He has the other of heaven. And he has the body of the world. He told them, give me something to eat.
Luka esura ya makumi abiri munya olunyiriri olwasatu mu mwenda.
Luke 24:39.
Kubanga omuzimu tegulina nyama na magumba. Ngabwe mulaba nze bwendi nabyo. Olwana bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'abalaga engalo ze n'ebigere. Olwana mu olumu awo bwe baali tebannaba kukkiriza olw'essanyu nga beewuunya.
You have been a food around. You want to test an angel. Any food you know it is eatable.
These
angels of Satan don't just eat everything, the fallen angels. Even sorcerers who use powers of darkness to become.
When they enter your
house, they claim to have a heavenly body. I want you mostly use fish.
Those
with demons don't want fish.
Don't you go buy
fish, stop them in your houses. Demons will not attack you. It's not what I've said.
You
know, before they told born again, Satan fears the pig.
And
they bought fats of pig, put in their houses. And they put in their pockets others. Demons beat them. Now a person born again, when they reach that, you see Apostle Philip in Acts 8, when he moved in the Azotals, that involves the trance. They used to change his heaven, body and the heavenly one appeared. And the Azotals will come, wrap him up, it disappears, goes in another city.
Hallelujah, yes, yes.
And is preaching there. After it takes him elsewhere,
it
appears in another. Praise Jesus, brethren. I request enlightenment by the Spirit. The three bodies of the Lord Jesus, our Master. When he was on the cross, in Luke. He said, I give up my spirit in your hands. The body of flesh and blood was buried. The living soul body. For when we
reached,
we see
that
was beaten, torn blood came.
waliyo omusaayi gwe tuyita omusaayi ogw'amazzi amaki
ogw'ekimalayika
ogw'omubiri
ogw'omubiri
gw'omuguru kubeeramu
omusaayi
kubanga agunyonyolako muisaayo
6:7
nti omusaayi gw'obulamu
bwabwe
si musaayi guno ogwa
kale
gunoate ne yesu kye yayiwa kye bayita omusaayi
ogutunaazamusaayi gw'abantu
Bible yega nti gwogera.
Bible says that blood speaks.
Okusinda ku Ebrania 12:24.
Spell of 24.
Ti omusayi gweso gwogera ebirungi.
Speak better words.
Okusingo gwa Abel.
Than the blood of Abel.
Wabule reche ongero gwawo kanyamu.
Appreciate it again.
Yohana 19:39.
John 19:34.
Yafumitwa mu rubiri.
Was pierced on the ribs.
Na avamu emikurukuto gye.
Out of him came
omusayi na
two flows, blood
na amazi.
Water.
Ekyo kitegeeza moyo mutukufu.
Means the Holy Spirit.
Era mugena ayiwa moyo mutukufu yali
ayika. The Holy Spirit there.
Kubanga barwe kana egama ndo musayi na mazino moyo bakanya
mu kyo. John said blood, water and the spirit agree in one.
Omusayi gwa Yesu gwe tuyita.
The blood of Jesus we call.
Zetuyita gunongo gugo gwa red.
Call like your red blood.
Kuno sigwante.
This not of the cow.
Tuita moyo mutukufu
vera yaja. Holy Spirit is the one who comes.
Era omusayi gwa Yesu kuntukuze kuntukuze kunaze kalili.
It washes away sin.
Oroza
you think
kale roza kumsayinga guisa
think when blood is shed down
utaandiko guita
begin to call it use your blood
nema obe kanisa na ebi kibye
tuliko I wonder what we've been on
guroza bulicho yita musayi
think all you called blood
okuva mu kidiba kya waje
from which pool was that blood stored Some, I heard you call it. I cover it, the blood on my business. I cover it on my house. They did bring blood cover on houses and businesses. It is to cover on sins. Don't familiarize the blood of Jesus. But the other is the Holy Spirit himself. The Bible says, those who count the blood
as never cleansed,
they insult the spirits.
Kati bulijjo oyira
musa. Oh no you cover so with the blood. The blood of
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Rindara basomu sai
wes. You speak the blood.
Gwa gutambura.
It is moving.
Kati gwe bulijjo roza.
How long you thought?
Nyakaro ofune nkokoyo.
Want to get your hand.
Gendo jisalole beko
musa. Go slaughter it bring its blood.
Odan odde bali.
Go aside.
Kugamba musaija.
Say blood come.
Musaija. Ora waguna ava.
You see whether it will leave the way the place where it is.
Okay,
how did you believe then? How did you do it? As you called the blood. It is coming. He is coming. Whether
they are
blood which is solid. Maybe it is flowing liquid. It is coming from the cross. Those who sing for us. Under the cross, there was power. And that is what saves us. It is under the cross. The cross was taken away a long time.
And
it's no more at Golgotha.
Omanyi mulokole kale yalinga ebyokuyigirizibwa
n'okufuna
omusana gw'ekigambo
ebyo
yabivaako yasigala kuleekaanira
katondaagamba
esumulula abawambekitegeeza yesu
afugakitegeeza
Ezo twanzi kubye Yesu
n'atata
wana kujja tugamba
Isa
ali nkaga mwemu
in Isaiah 61
yazo okulangira omaka gwa mpango gw'okukkirizibwa
claim the year of God's favor
set
the captives free
yandugaye mukubale
babate shout hallelujah they will set you free
simanyi wa mulokolo ebintu ebimu wabijjana
wa some things you got them from where
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah means Jesus reigns. Okay, it comes to pass.
Katina twaji kubanga ngogamba
kisumula bawa. You shouted to say we said captain.
Kikube ngo tunude.
Shout hallelujah. Looking people set people.
Yeah!
Hallelujah. Set these ones free. You set them with hallelujah. Even the sight.
Gakulemango gendo bawulire bigambe
bya basukulu. Preach to them what to set them free.
Wada kati basumula
kubanga. Now were they set free? Ask born again, what does amen mean?
Say,
amen. Don't you hear it? What it is that? Amen. It means him. Yes. Yet amen is Jesus himself. As if you say he is Jesus.
But
when you say that amen over what's not Jesus, you are a liar.
What's
not truth, they don't say amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Our
name Jacob, James Israel. I request light. We have heard that our Lord Jesus, after he raised up, he got the heavenly body.
And
by it he went to hell. After he got born again through baptism. That when he left hell, he passed in the tombs. He got out his fleshly body. The question is in John. John chapter 20. The verse 15. And to 18.
Came
in hell past the storm.
Mary
came. Wanted to touch him. Jesus deterred her.
Say,
I've not yet gone to the Father be glorified. There he was in which body?
Like
in the
living soul,
but not the one like God. I don't
know
if you understood me. John 17, Father, glorify me together with you. In the glory I was with you before the earth existed. He had not yet reached that glory. For Ephesians 4, 9 to 12
says,
he had ascended through all the heavens, go above heavens to the Father at the beginning, and then come back in the glory. John
19,
and his word as it was in the beginning.
But
the glory spoke with what was in the body,
speak
of the glory of God as God himself. But as he was lifting up, Matthew 28:18, he said, I've gone back. Given authority in heaven and earth.
He
moving up with the clouds. Acts chapter 1,
9
to
11.
He passed through. Through all the heavens. Moved to above the heavens. Where the Father resides. When he came from there, Revelations 1:1. The revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God his Father gave him. He gave him to him above the heavens. For there he found new heavens, new earth. There he was back. Even him to the third heaven. He sent his angel.
John
said, I was in spirit. Now that
like,
when he had left the tombs, he had not gone back to the glory as God.
There
was another secret
involved.
Why he detached Mary to touch her? That's what he would have asked. She was in her periods. They don't touch priestly garments. And they told you in Malachi,
priests
get garments, put meat and the blood in it. Does it remain holy? Don't ask me of that now, for it is not what you've asked me.
Now
see, teacher. He wants right there. Now time is left us. Shall get back tomorrow. Bible says in the Psalms 11 that the soul indeed it can fly.
Then
the soul can descend down.
So tomorrow,
we share the living soul and the dead soul.
The
body like of heaven and it died.
That
people possess in hell. Even the heavenly body, living soul, how it looks like. God bless you. Let's meet.